Hey, what's going on, everybody? And welcome back to another episode of the Above Average Scrubs podcast. I'm your host, Darius, joined today by the two homies, Randy and Leon. What's up, guys? How we feeling today?
Yo. I think this is the first time that your fucking intro genuinely scared me.
It did scare me, too. It was like so loud for me. Anyway, we're here. I'm Leon, so let's do this.
It's Rion.
Ooh, the fusion. They did that fusion dance on them.
I tried to correct myself like 17 times. It's your boy Randy having an identity crisis like 1 minute out the gate. Let's go.
It's okay, man. We out of practice, you know? We took a little time off.
You know it's going to be a good episode when I have like a mental health issue in the very beginning.
Ooh. Speak that truth.
What's that shit? Simone was saying last time, saying my chai tea and ADHD.
Man, there it is. There it is. Can't wait to get her back on.
Right, I miss her. Episode. I'm sure the peeps miss her too. The listeners.
Yeah.
They're like, damn, bring her back.
I'm tired of these three motherfuckers.
Exactly.
They're uneducated.
She's the content.
These dudes don't know shit.
So what's been going on? What's been going on over the break? How you been doing, Randy?
Bro,
talking about your mental health issues and shit.
Yo, okay, I'm gonna say it in one sentence. Fuck apartments.
Ooh.
I don't know why I was like, that's not a sentence. Oh wait, it is. I guess it is.
Yeah,
had a subject in the predicate.
Yeah, dude, the word "fuck" can be used in so many different ways. Like, it's such a wonderful word of the English language, which is surprising because the English language kind of sucks overall. But yeah, fuck apartments. That's all I got for my updates.
Fair enough. What about you, Leon?
Man, fuck houses. They're amazing. Ooh.
Damn. I was like, damn, we fuck apartments and we fuck houses. What do we got left? Condos? Right.
Not condos.
Nah, fuck condos.
There we go. There we go. What other property can get the smoke?
Man. My little cardboard box on the side of the road? Yeah, fuck that.
Wow.
Fuck living somewhere.
Housing's overrated. I can be on these streets.
Nah, hell nah. I ain't trying to pull up over to the side of the road to like play some Xbox with somebody. I need a place.
Shit, you couldn't do that anyway. Not in Texas, they'll scoop your ass up and put you in jail.
Where I get like
they don't like homeless people.
Shit. Sometimes being in jail ain't so bad. Not that I would know.
Shit.
That's all we're gonna say about that topic.
Man, you revealing a little bit too much, Randy.
All right, let's talk about employment.
Employment.
Basically
okay.
The same thing, right?
Yeah, is this why we're here today? Talk about like jobs.
Yeah, man. Shit. Like, we can talk about jobs because, right. you know.
He's dead.
They say the market's hot right now, but they still ain't paying shit.
Real talk. Shit, dude. It's like, okay, I'm in, like, shitty middle management. So, you know, I interview people, I hire them, and I have to deal with them face-to-face all the time. Mm-hmm. And if any of my employees are listening, I love you. This has nothing to do with you, but also has something to do with you. It's like hiring's weird now, because like when I was like searching for jobs and shit, like I was just trying to find work and stuff, and like the job was always shitty no matter where I went, so I didn't think much of it. But I'm talking to younger folks these days. I say younger folk as if I'm old as shit. But, you know, I'm like, I got people of all ages in my crew. these days. And real talk, like, the young folk, dead ass, would rather be, like, unemployed and broke than to work for somebody who don't, like, treat them well. Because part of my job is I have to, like, do these one-on-ones with these folks. And some of them be, like, telling me how it's, like, it's nice to work somewhere where, like, they're treated more like a person and less of, like, a thing that generates stuff, like a number, you know? And I know a lot of businesses say they're, like, quote-unquote, like, a fucking family and shit. But those are red flags. Don't go to a job that says they're a family. 9 times out of 10, they're not. Because a family would like lie like that to your face to try to manipulate you to join them. Anywho, but like they were telling me about like toxic ass like work situations they come from, and how like if they didn't do like rain or shine, no matter how healthy unhealthy you are, you better be coming in and you better be getting like producing these numbers wherever it is. Whether it be like customer service, sales, fucking data entry, fucking like reports, revenue, shit like that. Like the people they work for always just cared about like the fucking bottom line and wanted to like wring them out and use them for all they're worth. And so it's just like more and more people are just like leaving jobs without having something lined up because they just don't want to deal with it. Like, I've been interviewing a lot of people these days, and some of them will be telling me, is like, I mean, I've just been unemployed for like a month, 3 weeks, 2 months, because couldn't stand it at the other job. And I was like, oh, what goes wrong? What went wrong? They tell me about like the bullshit like a manager would do to like, for, I don't want to get too specific because these are confidential and personal, whatever the fucks, but like... A franchise owner like scheduled a homie to work 8 hours by himself, and it's a customer service job. So,
Jesus,
yeah, dude, I wouldn't want to work there either. But I do like this trend though, because it's like I hate seeing people quote unquote die for the job. You know,
fair.
Yeah, I like the fact that. Because of this mentality, like, more employers, if they're conscientious and want to, like, retain employees or get new employees or attract younger employees to keep their organization more, quote-unquote, fresh-faced, they have to, like, adhere to these new societal standards. Because I'm going to be real, racetrack starting you off at 19 sometimes, bro. That's way better than what I was getting.
But you got a lot of risk too, though, you know. When it comes to working at gas stations, you gotta worry about possibly getting jacked, you know?
Motherfucker, I worked for a gas station for 11 an hour.
Whew. I mean, we're old, though. You already said it, though.
Bro, it was like 4 years
ago. Those are different times.
That was...
Exactly, those are different times.
So much just happened in 4 years. How it started...
That was BC.
Yeah, before COVID. never heard that. That's good. Yeah. That's good. But yeah.
I'm telling you.
Deadass, dude. I'm liking this, like, quote unquote mental health trend, you know.
No, I mean it comes down to you know knowing your worth and whatnot. Because I mean it's one of those things that you know, time is money, and time is something I don't ever get back, so I need to be fairly compensated for it, you know. And it's just one of those things, like shit, I don't work for free, you know, like. You won't get nothing for me personally. Like, you won't get nothing out of me for free. Like, if I'm dedicating my time to it, like, I better be compensated monetarily. But, you know, it's just, I can feel that though. I can feel that. I mean, especially on that dude's paying about working 8 hours out of call center by himself. Like, that's some bullshit.
Yeah, dude.
But
I'm of the same mindset, and I hope none of my bosses are listening to me, but I will. I am notorious for just hitting the bare minimum. Actually, I don't even care if they're fucking listening. Yeah, I will just meet the job description.
Right.
Yeah.
And see, like, I think most people, like, it's one of those things, like, if they know, like, I can have a goal by going above and beyond, and it's actually obtainable, then most people will, you know? But, like, it's one of those things, like, how salty do you feel when you go above and beyond trying to get a position, then you, like, oh, actually, hey, we just hired somebody from outside the company, and we're going to give this position to them instead.
Yeah, dude.
You like, what?
Yeah.
I don't want anybody to give their all to a company, because a company changes, like, a company has more mood swings than, like, a psychotic motherfucker, you know?
Exactly. I mean, it's just one of those things, though, man. Like I was talking to my nephew, you know, I was telling them, like, hey, you know, when you look for a job, it's just one of those things you want to make sure you're fairly compensated for, and but you also have to be okay with some drawbacks, such as, are you okay with long hours and all this other stuff? And then you got to weigh your pros and cons and making sure like that monetary value is still sufficient for all the drawbacks, you know? But I'll never say in today's age, like, you know, the jobs of quote unquote that were called like the unskilled jobs, you know, like grocery stores and working like gas stations and stuff like that. I mean, they're, like you said, they're paying more. And I guess, like, that's the industry recognizing that, like, doesn't matter if they're quote-unquote unskilled or not. These are people's, like, time that they're spending. So they gotta be compensated for, you know? But I fucks with the direction it's going. Now I just need this federal wage increase, so my job can pay me more.
Like, yo, my employees are getting mad about it to me sometimes. It's like, hey, yo, Randy, when can I get a raise? It's like, the day I get a raise, the fuck?
Like, right?
Why the fuck? I want to give you more money, but
like, you're my employee.
Yeah, I want to give you more money, but I ain't got more money to give you. What I got is what I got. The fuck? I get more money, you get more money. That's how it works.
I feel you. I feel you. But I mean, I guess from an industry perspective, as a non-managerial person, I will say it's like it's been interesting, right? Because it's one of those things where it's like I'm sitting here as the employee, and I sometimes like wonder, like, compared to how other firms are operating, you know, am I being compensated for my work, you know? And it's just like, or even that, for even that, like, there's some times where I'll be like with other employees, and I'll see what they're doing, and I'll see what I'm doing, and I'm like, are they making more money than me? Because I'm doing more work than them.
Yes.
So it's just interesting. It's just interesting. Like, I guess you'll never really know until you're, like you say, you're in the position like you, Randy, where you're like, you get to see everybody's like salary, and you're like, okay.
I also be wondering like why I end up being charged with people sometimes.
Well, I mean, because you got good people skills, Randy. Let's just be real.
Why is this podcast barely at double digits? Because
we don't know how to market.
You're right.
Fuck. Let's be real. We put out fire content every single day.
Yeah,
but
day. Whoa, okay, Darius.
Bro, our lives are content.
I'm being real with you. Yeah, dude. I've been thinking about like vlogging my day to day actions. You know, got some bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
We stay with that heat.
What they call it now? TikToking. Let's get it.
TikToking.
Shit.
Yeah, bro. Let's get on TikTok.
Our quest for clout.
Start shaking some ass, bro.
Hey, yeah. You know, if he'll pay the bills.
Shit, yeah, dude.
Well, what about you, Leon? What's your perspective on this? I mean, because you're as the man with four work days, and he can sleep whenever he wants to and all this good stuff.
Well, I mean, I chose this life. I definitely worked for this life. I went from like 12-hour work weeks right out of high school, wow, college, and I was like, I want to be remote and do this web development thing. Like, that's what I want to do. And I want to be able to work whenever I want to work. So.
Wait. I just want to clarify. You said 12-hour work weeks?
Yes. No. Days. Sorry. Days.
Okay. I was going to say, like, damn, bro.
Out of high school? We silver spoon and shit.
Out of high school. Out of college. Stop it. Anyways, I knew that I didn't want to do that forever. But also, I'm counting those 12-hour work days as me studying the stuff that I do now. So that when it's time for me to actually do it, it doesn't take long. It's not me like sitting at the computer wondering how to do stuff or anything. It's just me doing it. So after I realized what I wanted, and that was like after I had my last desk job at an office that I had to go to, that I skateboarded to because I didn't have a car.
That's still pretty lit. I want you to know that's pretty lit.
I was like, yeah, this is what I want for sure. Like, I was kind of on the fence about being remote, but then after sitting there at my desk job and I was, like, not doing anything for the last 4 hours, I was like, why am I here? What's the point? Like, I'm trying to find something to do, and that's not what they pay me for. They pay me to get the work done that they need to get done in the next 2 weeks, and that's it. So I just stopped working. I was actually laid off from that job because it was a contract job. So, you know, contract was over. They didn't want to hire me, mostly because they didn't have anything for me to do. So I was like, I'm not getting a job until I get what I want. And that was remote, and that was flexible hours. And that's how that works. Like, I was already on this remote stuff before COVID. And now it's starting to be everywhere, which is great. I feel like it's great for everyone.
Yeah. I like options. Like, there's more options for the work seeker these days. Mm.
This is true, because we had like a little survey at my job saying, like, okay, like, how do we feel about remote working? Is connecting with your teammates easier? What are the pros and cons? Yada 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 yada. Because, you know, they're trying to evaluate. They're trying to keep remote working, which I hope they do. Mm. But it's just one of those things where it's like, I always tell them, there's really no cons, really, you know, in my opinion. It's just one of those things where when you work with people of a different generation, they're not really into all that. They're like, I want to be in the office. I want to have face-to-face conversations. Yada, 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 right. You know. And I do agree, well, especially in my industry, there are some things that do need to be said face to face. That's usually when you're about to get in somebody's ass, you know? Mm. Like, yo, why the fuck is this shit not done? Oh, why don't we have these drawings? That type da, 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 okay. You know. Mm. But it's one of those things where I was telling them, well, the fact is, most of these corporations are located in metropolitan areas, you know? Whether they be downtown Dallas, Addison, wherever, you know? Like, these are major metropolitan areas. And the fact of the matter is, the cost of living in those areas are extremely high, especially when it comes to housing. Mm-hmm. And the fact that I can work remote means I can go anywhere, you know? I can go outside of Dallas city limits where housing's cheaper, you know? I can go outside of Austin, I can go outside of San Antonio, wherever, where I can have affordable living. And I'm like, that's, to me, is a major benefit to having remote working, because it doesn't confine me to that metropolitan area. Mm. Me scraping by for rent and shit.
Exactly. You know? And like, you would have a better work-life balance because you would be driving less. Let's be real here. Those are heavily congested areas. People going in, going out, walking about, getting hit all the fucking time. There's like 15 accidents a day. That's stressful.
Exactly.
And you do the same level of work at home than you do in the office. You're just not worried about your drive home now.
Right.
You're not worried about being late to work now. You're not speeding.
Well, tell me this. Do y'all believe when people say I get more done in the office than I do at home because I have less distractions in the office than I do at home?
Yes, I can believe that. That's not like a hard to believe thing, especially if you have three kids, especially if you have a wife that loves to, you know, love on you all the time when you're around, especially if you have a dog that likes to do the exact same thing, or a cat that distracts you, or you have ADHD and you can't even like focus without having a set place cleaned and no one around besides the people that you're working with. Like, I can believe it. It's just that there's a lot of people that also work the other way.
Like, I don't think we should ever go like just one way to do business. I think we should leave it optional. You know, work in office, work from home. You have the option.
True.
Because, like, I'll be honest, like, if you're in charge of folks, I do think you should kind of be in an office. If you have to meet with clients and stuff like that all the time, I think you should be in an office. You should not meet with clients at your house. You cannot do that shit. Like,
oh, of course not. Of course not.
Yeah. But if you're unless
your house is a mansion, like, what's the, why not?
I mean, if you're, yeah, they, look, that's different. we're doing poor company shit.
Oh, right. Poor company.
But yeah, I like give the option for the occupation. Like, look, if I have somebody on the floor who is just like generating me an Excel spreadsheet report like every 2 hours, I don't need that motherfucker in the office.
True. That's true. Yeah.
Very true.
I got somebody here who's doing presentations on a whole new product I'm going in. They got to like show like four different businesses in like a week, or like one business a week or something like that. Yeah, motherfucker, be in the office so I can check in on you. We can run ideas back and forth and stuff like that, because you got to present. You got to practice talking to people. Yeah. Make it make sense. Just make it make sense.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, the customer service hotline, fucking keep that shit at home. Don't keep it in the office.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. Like, I mean, there are definitely things that can be minimized to remote work, you know. I mean, we've even seen in my industry that, I mean, in all honesty, we can do remote work until we need to get in front of a client, you know. And then it's like that transition over. It's like the same thing when it comes to like dress codes and stuff like that. I'm like, they say like, oh, you know, if you dress for success, you know, you'll be successful. And right. But in my industry, and there are some industries I understand having a dress code, you know, like lawyers and doctors.
I still don't think that's a thing. I don't think lawyers need a dress code.
I mean, it's just the stigma of the society.
No. Let's talk about this. Why do certain things need a dress code? What?
I mean, okay. For example, like
prostitution.
Only time you need a. Well, yeah.
Wait, what?
But it's. I hate you. Like, to me though, the only thing that really requires a dress code is like jobs that need them for safety reasons, you know, such as
doctors.
When you're working at a construction site,
yes,
you gotta have a hard hat, steel toes, jeans, all that shit, you know, to protect yourself. When you're working at a doctor's office, you gotta wear scrubs because that shit's clean,
right?
You know, no, it keeps you loose.
Equipment is different from the dress code. Like, why is there a whole professional dress code thing?
I mean, well, that goes back to the 40s and 20s and shit like that, when we used to shit on poor people because they had holes in their socks and shit like that, you know? You poor. You know, you got a hole in your pants. It's just, you know, it's just one of those things we used to do to separate ourselves as a society. So it's like, oh, you know, if you look like a bum, you're going to be a bum.
Right.
Which is not the case.
100% not the case anymore. So, like, I want... Since we're like doing a lot of like generational transitional things here, everybody knows that there is a pair of distressed jeans out there worth more than anything you can find at a man's warehouse.
Oh, word. Yeah. For real, for real.
So the visual standard for being broke or that you look broke or you look poor doesn't exist anymore. Dressing professionally genuinely just means nothing. That it has nothing to do with whether or not you can do the job or capable. People are just stuck on like preconceived opinions and care about things that don't matter.
I mean, and that's true, because I'm over here at a whole ass board meeting a couple weeks ago in downtown Dallas, and people who are at this meeting got jeans on and a t-shirt and a blazer. You know, some people just had a t-shirt and jeans, and I'm over here with slacks, polo, nice shoes and all this shit. I'm like, what? I feel overdressed. I'm like, what? But that's just because that's what my company tells us we gotta wear, unless it's a Friday. You know,
unless it's a but that's the thing. They say unless it's a Friday. What does that have to do with anything?
Yeah, dude.
Exactly.
I'll one up you on some bullshit that I just did today. We have a whole new process coming in. We have new equipment where everybody's going crazy. I have presidents and owners, CFOs, CEOs of like my client's business and like us, the vendor. Like they're here to check out this shit. And I'm quote unquote management, so I gotta meet these fuckers. If these fuckers are listening, I love you. I have to keep saying that because I keep talking about my podcast at work. I went to work in my League of Legends t-shirts and my cargo pants with like the unnecessary like straps on them. Like I'm about to like break into a hip hop dance crew.
Mm.
Yeah. It's a good fit. I liked it. It's like black and white. It'd be a whole thing. It's cool. It's good shit. And like I shook hands. I talked with them and like it was they didn't give a shit. They don't it was supposed to go out to dinner with them tonight and shit, and I was like, "Nah, I got something to do, which is this. I chose this over the fucking management dinner, which again doesn't matter." And so, like, it's the shift is already happening a little bit, but like the thing is, they were all dressed hella professionally.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah, but it doesn't matter because like. They still have to talk to me. And I still, and like, there's a job that we both do for each other. And I met their expectations and they met mine. And we parted. They didn't hate me. They didn't think me wrong for like not dressing to the nines for their visit. Fuck them. I got like 3/5 bumps on the way out.
I mean, well, yeah, because you were there. You were there to do a job. Yeah, you know, you were there to mingle. You were there to, you know, be socialized, get to know your coworkers, and all that.
Yeah. So, like again, I mean, let's you know, as a society, because that's Darius's favorite word. As a society.
Well, I mean, and I say that right. The reason why I say as a society, because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter if I change something. It doesn't matter if you change something. Those are all personal things, and while yes. Personal aspirations and changes are good for us, it doesn't affect stuff like dress code.
Yeah. So
because it's a societal thing.
As a society, let's just normalize being comfortable to do the job. Because you work better when you're comfortable. Because if you're uncomfortable the entire time you're working,
I know that's a fact because, man, I got these cheap-ass washer and dryers here and they keep shrinking my shit every single month. I got to buy something new like every 3 or 4 months. And it's just like, my God.
Yo, wait. What brand are those washer and dryers? Because
I don't even know, man.
They might be our next sponsor. Stop. I'm just kidding.
Well, I'm shopping for washer and dryers and I'm going to avoid that because I ain't dropping.
I think it's those standard G&E.
GE, yeah.
Ones.
Yeah. Cool, good. They were already on my shit list. But if you want to sponsor us, I'm willing to change my
right?
I'm a slut. I can be bought.
Wow. So this, I'm going to go devil's advocate because I never do that, according to our viewers or listeners. Wow. What about dress code at things like weddings.
Isn't that determined by the people having the wedding?
Yes, but why? Because it's their wedding? Is that the only reason why?
Look, the only
Do you know how much money they pay for this shit?
Well, do you know how much money they pay to start that company?
Oh, okay, I see where you're going with this.
Yeah, no, I don't understand it either. Like, I understand your devil's advocate, but I still don't understand it. You guys are getting
that's the thing. I don't even like that way of doing it. Like, I don't think that's right as well. I think I go more along the way Darius was going. It's like, that's their wedding. If they want you to dress like this, you should probably dress like that. But
yeah,
for work, you don't have to go to a wedding, but you have to go to work. You have to have a job. Otherwise, you can't get shit done in your own life. But, true. Like, you looking good for this job is not anything. You're not taking pictures. You're not, I don't know, trying to impress family members. You're just at work doing something that requires your brain, requires your hands, not requires you to look good.
Wait, are you playing devil's advocate?
No, I'm not.
Up? Okay, I was like,
well, I mean,
the argument because I was like, wait, no, this sounds like mine. Hold up.
The one thing I will say is, right, on that note of devil advocacy, it's just the fact that you are right, though, when you said you poured that money into that company, you know, mm-hmm. in a sense.
A little bit. Not
because if I'm putting money into the company, right, and essentially you're saying that because I have put my personal assets in this company, I feel like I should have some kind of say of how this company is run, mm-hmm. you know, even if it's down to the nitty gritty as far as like uniforms and whatnot and dress code.
Yeah,
I think there's a weird separation of a purpose here. I think I'm okay with the dress code for the wedding because it's an event. Because it is an event to signify something, and the event needs to be portrayed in a certain way for a certain culture, for yada yada yada, to give off like a celebratory vibe and feel for it. Mm-hmm. No one's at the dress code. People showing up to the wedding don't have a job to do at the wedding. It is purely for entertainment and celebration.
Yeah,
and whereas work is work. Yeah. There's like that the people who go to work are being measured on their ability to perform that work, not on their ability to make it look like work.
Make it look like work. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just it's there. You're there to actually for entertainment. I like how you said that. There for entertainment, to look good. That's literally it. You're not there to...
Yeah, because I thought we were both about to shit on Darius's way. I was like, no, hold up.
I was like, shit.
Yeah, I'm not going to Darius's wedding to do a job besides, you know, a speech, you know?
Wait, yeah, I think we actually have jobs at Darius's weddings.
Do we? Oh, Darius has a
therefore, job Darius, I'm not abiding by the dress code.
Wow, I mean, you want to talk to the bride.
Man, Mara just kick you out. I think I'm like, Mara's ready to beat the shit out of me.
Let
me
be like the mothers who come up to you, like, you're not the fucking
your fiance, wife to be, is ready to like skin me alive at this point. Just like, yo.
So, boy, if you don't get your ass in that fucking tuxedo.
Why are you friends with Randy, okay? He's literally shit. He makes stupid jokes. He says stupid things.
It's all right. I mean, she makes corny jokes too.
I know. So. I love her. I love your fiance, wife to be, bride. I don't know. What do I call her?
Yeah, I mean, that's what you would call her because we're not married yet.
It's weird. Get married already. I'm tired of saying fiance. That's three syllables.
I mean, hey,
or you could just say her name. 6 months to go.
I'm not saying her name. That's two syllables. Bride is one. Okay. Wife is one. I'm lazy.
He said that's too much work.
Yeah. Oh, right. I forgot we're doing work here.
we bare minimum until we start getting paid for our time. So sponsors, get at us. We'll start making better content.
We work harder when money's involved.
I'm shit. Doesn't everybody? I'm just saying. Damn. Money is a great motivator sometimes.
Sad damn, bro.
Oh man, that's funny. I want to hit back a little bit. Can we start talking about, like, as far as when we're talking about remote work, as far as do jobs need certain need remote work, or if they work better with it or without it? Mm-hmm. Do y'all feel like that also transitions to when we first start picking our careers, as far as like going to college and whatnot, as far as what jobs may need college degrees and which jobs don't need college degrees? Mm.
Yes. I do feel like there's a connection there. And that's like, it's so hard to know that though, right? Unless you, obviously, if you look it up, yeah, you can look up like what's the knowledge that I need to know to be a chiropractor, right? But the thing is, like, if you don't have parents and you don't have people around you that tell you, hey, this is all you need to know to really be this, you'll go to school thinking whatever your counselors tell you, or whatever the college recruits tell you when they come. They're like, you say, I want to be a web developer, right? And then they say, cool, then you want a degree in computer science. But they might not even know full well that I could get all the information I have right now to do my job on the internet in less than 3 years by myself.
Okay, so tell me this. So it's because your job is web development, mm-hmm. right?
That was coding.
If you were to make a curriculum for some young students, say, hey, I want to be a web developer. Mm-hmm. I'm graduating high school next year. Yeah. And I want to be a web developer. What are the benefits of me going to college and getting a computer science degree and the cons? And what are the benefits of me just... Well, okay, first I would say, is it necessary for me to go to college to become a web developer? And if so, why? And if not, why? And what do I need to do to get there?
You're saying this sort of at a personal level for me, if I was going to say, answer this question.
Yeah.
Okay. If I don't think you need to sign a computer science degree or a college degree to be a web developer. No. Why? I think a lot of the stuff that I learned was hands-on, me looking up stuff, trying to copy websites, trying to understand how to look up problems that I have. All that stuff I learned by just doing on my own, but also looking up videos on how to do this certain thing. I just want to make a simple website. Easy, look up a YouTube video and you'll get there. Then that put you down a rabbit hole of, oh, okay, then how do I do this? And how do I do it faster? How do I do it more efficiently? And then all of a sudden, you're a web developer kind of thing. So if you don't need a degree, that's why not. You can look up most of the stuff that we have. You can buy courses online that'll give you what you need. I think the only thing that is beneficial, which you can still get outside of college, is that you have someone that you can go to for sure that knows what they're talking about, that knows what's going on. But of course, you can tweet people, you can email people, you can LinkedIn people, you can DM people and have a mentor. That may cost you money or it may not. Maybe someone's nice and just says, hey, I'll help you out for an hour or whatever. I love this stuff. End scene.
All right. That was intro 101 to web development by Leon.
Hey.
Well, cool.
I like that. I honestly think higher education should be more of a choice and less of a requirement.
Yeah. That's the thing is that it is still a choice. Like, you don't have to have that job, even though the job says you need a college degree to get this job. Like, okay, cool. Then I guess I don't want this job because I don't want a college degree, or I don't want to get one. It's a choice. What were you gonna say, Darius?
Well, yeah, I was just gonna say that it seems like nowadays, for example, trades are coming back in the style, mm-hmm. right? But I feel like what younger people are missing, that it's not just the fact that they're getting the education and going to college like mixed in with each other, in the sense of that they think if I don't go to college, right, and I do these other things, I don't have to learn anything. I can just go do a job, right? Mm. And it's like, that's not necessarily the case. You're still going to have education no matter where you go.
Yeah.
You know? For example, if I go get a trade as an electrician, I still have to train. There's still so much educational things I still have to do.
Yep.
It's just not college. You know?
Yeah. True.
Like, for example, like, when people talk about, like, oh, you know, like, say if I go be a HVAC person or electrician again, you still have to do math, in a sense, you know? And it's just like, it's stuff like that where, like, I think it's what the younger generation is thinking, because they're like, for example, I even think they get that confused when they see, like, these big YouTube and media personalities, right? In a sense, they still have to learn a whole bunch of shit, you know? Mm. Whether it be editing, whether it be marketing, whether it be, you know, their accounts, balancing their accounts, balancing check, like, their books, all that stuff like that, you know? There's still a sense of education still there. And I think that's what people, like, delude themselves with by saying, like, oh, you know, I don't need an education. I can just go do this and this and this, right? It's like, no, you still need an education. You just may not need a college degree.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I think that's what I was trying to get at. It's like, if you want to do something, the option for it shouldn't just be go to college and get a college degree. Obviously, there's some occupations where, honestly, I would prefer you to have a college degree. I don't know, like doctors, surgeons, they're both the same thing, Randy. Fucking lawyers and stuff like that, where you have to actually have to know a lot of shit.
But that's, like, not on the internet.
That's not on the internet. Like,
right.
But, like, for jobs that just require you to, like, develop the skill, like, I don't know, web developing, audio editing, video editing, fucking database management, like, you just have to get, like, shown how to do it and then practice it for a bit. I don't think you need, like, to go into, like, hella depth for that, you know?
Mm-hmm. I feel you. So, okay, I have a thought, right?
You're getting married. You shouldn't be dealing with like... us.
I'm telling Myra.
I hate you. So, what is...
Fucked up his whole... Fucked up his whole brain. I fucked up his whole brain. Shit, that's... Oh, God, all right.
So what if... What if, for example, right? You have these fields that are very broad, such as engineers, businessmen,
Randy,
teachers. Exactly, you know. And for example, I know whenever I was going to school for engineering, it was like, hey, you know, you got your basics on. You know, we now trust that you know how to do math, right? Now here's all these different engineering concepts that you may use if you choose different aspects of engineering. Mm. At the end of the day, I kind of felt like that was a waste of time, because now that I'm out of school and I'm in a completely left field field in engineering that my school didn't even cover. It's like all the education that I learned isn't really useful, you know?
Yeah.
And the continuing education is stuff that I need for getting licenses and stuff you get during like on the job experience and whatnot. And I feel that if these colleges and learning institutions started tailoring their courses to very specific aspects of whatever field they're in, and maybe that might entice people more or feel like they're getting more of their degree, more worth out of their degree, you know? Mm-hmm. For example, it's like, okay, Darius, you decide you're going to do engineering and you're going to do electrical engineering, but you're going to go into the electrical design side and construction side where you're designing plans, you're designing the electrical grid and all that stuff like that. You may have some project management stuff. You have to deal with clients and talk about contracts and yada, 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 yada. So we're going to have these courses that teach you how to draft, that teach you how to, you know, engineering concepts in the electrical sense of current and impedance and all this stuff like that. We're going to teach you about mingling with clients and talking about what's good business-wise, and we're going to prep you for these licenses that you need as well throughout your career. I feel that if that was something tailored like that, people would get more out of their degree instead of just like, okay, we're going to throw all these different concepts at you, the hope that you pick one, that one of the concepts that we tailored your program for, you know?
Yeah, I understand that. The problem is that that's so hard to do and that there's so many different occupations that even if they could, it take a whole lot more work. But I guess that would then make it worth it, I guess, right?
If I'm paying thousands and thousands of dollars for 4 years, exactly. You know?
If I feel like that, yes, it would seem like that would be worth it then. But I mean, who? I say this because you would have to probably change the curriculum every 2 to 1 year. Who wants to do all that work? And who is in the field that much that they can also teach, you know? Because your job probably changed in the last 4 years.
Well, you can supplement that with learning seminars, though, you know? For example, let's say I'm having Intro to Drafting 101, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we use AutoCAD and Revit. People have learned how to do AutoCAD, that we've been working on projects throughout the year. Okay, hey, now class, we have a presenter, such and such and such and such, who's been working in the field for the past 4 years, and he's joined today by a new recruit who just joined the field to give his perspective, or his or her perspective, about the about being a new recruit into the field. Mm-hmm. And from there, they can sit there and talk about the experience of being in there for the first time and the experience of having been in there, and they can talk about the changes that they've seen and so on and so forth. And it's one of those things, it's just a speaker. It's not like it's something like they're teaching in class or something like that. And companies do that all the time when they go do job parades or job fairs and stuff like that. I mean, you know, because it's a mutual benefit of like, hey, I'm getting to advertise my company, you know, and possibly get more applicants interested in my company,
mm-hmm.
or even in the field, you know, and they're getting the educational benefit from it. It's like a win-win situation, in my opinion.
Yeah, Darius, I understand that. I get that. That makes sense. But who wants to do all that work?
I just need to become a dean. That's what I'm hearing.
Oof, you need to become a dean. I feel like you'll find out the hard way of how hard it is.
Yo, honestly, I'm exhausted listening to that comment.
I mean, it's one of those things. Yeah, it's a lot of work, right? Yeah. But at the same time, isn't anything worth having a lot of work?
I mean, yeah, I feel like the money that we're paying the schools is worth it. But of course, I don't know where all the money's going to. I know it's going to the teachers. I know it's going to the teachers that have tenure. I know it's going to the the kids that work at the dining halls. I know it's going to the kids that work for the housing department. I know it's going to, like, I know it's going to the janitors. I know it's going to the construction workers. I know it's going to, like, that's a lot of money to do all that stuff. But still, we feel like we're not getting our worth when we go to college.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. You know, there's always going to be quote-unquote administrator fees in any... I mean, because at the end of the day, college is a business, mm-hmm. you know. And there's always going to be, like, administrative fees that coincide with that maintenance and all that stuff like that. I guess for me, like, the only issue I had with my college experience is that it felt like a lot that the professors were there to further their careers more so than to teach those to prepare for their future careers, you know?
Yeah. I mean,
their own self-interest.
I hear that. Correct. And we're there for the education. We're there for the specificity of our teachers and all that stuff. But, like, that when they tell us that's what we're there for, and then they give us stuff that we don't even use, that's a problem. Like, that we shouldn't be there and then not learn anything that we'll ever use, or learn something that we'll never use in the field. Like, that's a waste of money. That's a waste of hours. Why have a 8-hour class or whatever? I forgot how it works, whatever. But, like, why have that, be in class for that many hours if we're not learning something that we're going to use? Like, it's no point.
I think history classes everywhere are going to get cut in the curriculum.
Well, but again, basics, you know? Like, my thing is, I mean, that's a whole other rant we can go on. But outside of basics, I think that's fine, you know? Like, when we're talking about, like, you know, hey, we know that you know basic history. Hey, we know you know basic math. We know you know how to read and write. Yada, 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 yada. Cool. All right. Now that your basics is over, now you start figuring out what you want to do with your life. I mean, can we do that anyway? I mean, that's how it's set up now. Mm-hmm. You know, once your basics are done, you
actually
start going towards classes.
Pause. I think basics should be covered K-12. There's no reason to go back to basics for another 2 years.
Okay. I hear that.
Yeah, because if it's basics, it should be part of the general education that everybody already gets, because it's quote-unquote basic in principle. Now, after you're done with your K-12 basics bullshit, you should just immediately go into specifications, because honestly, if you go to college, you have a high school diploma, you should have basic understanding of history. You should have basic understanding of math. You should have basic understanding of sciences and English. Why the fuck are we doing?
Randy, you about to open up a whole can of worms.
I'm on a fucking pedestal. Right the fuck now. I'm out my seat. Why the fuck do I do all this standardized testing for what, 4.5 years, just to do this shit all over again for 2 more years to tell y'all I got my basics done? I did basics for 12 years already. I've already done it.
Here's the thing.
Why ain't that already being factored in? I should be studying my fucking specific one fucking career thing right the fuck now. Why do I have to wait 2 more years of pre-fucking requisites to do this shit?
I mean, you're right, right? Because you know, you definitely went off, and you're right, you know?
Go on.
But the thing is, that's in the ideal setting, though, Randy. Because in the ideal setting, everybody has the same quality of education. Oof. You know? In the ideal setting, you know, unless it's a personal choice, yeah, I'm going to learn all that. You know? Of course, you can't make students pay attention. You can't make students want to learn. But in the ideal setting, my education is the same as the person down the street, or in New York, or in Colorado, or in Arkansas, or Georgia, or Montana, whatever. My education is still the same, no matter where I go. But realistically, that's not the case. And unfortunately, that 2-year gap of people learning their basics is really just making up for what they didn't learn or possibly didn't cover due to their situation at their school, not teaching it, you know? Because you're right, it is a waste of time to review things when you know it. But if you don't know it, then what? When are they going to get the opportunity to learn it?
Then, counterpoint,
okay,
if your school is shitty and you can't receive the quote-unquote basics in 12 years, yes, do what the fuck Darius just said. But because it's also, we're both acknowledging this unequal fucking public school system. Right?
Yo, yes. I didn't know that was a question.
Sorry, I had a weird fucking pause. it's go to fucking basics. If you leave it as an option if you need it. That's the thing. That's going back to my first fucking statement. Make the higher education thing more optional. Like, you understand, if you leave like your shitty school and you understand like you understand that you didn't get what you needed. Take the fucking basics, get what you need, do the thing. That sucks. You have to spend more money, but your public school system failed you, and that's just how it's going to go. That's just how it's going to work.
I'm going to ask you a simple question. How do you know what you don't know?
When you try to go for the thing that you want to do and realize you're way out of your depth.
But when? How would you know that?
When would you
realize that?
By the good old Wolf-Ossian rule, the old college try. Going to basics right now, people are feeling out of their depth.
You're right. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. We are already doing standardized testing. I added an ass in there.
Because it is ass, but yeah. You're right.
But look, if you meet the quote-unquote standardized testing requirements that we are currently doing, or if you exceed those things, I think it should be accepted that you, quote-unquote, know your basics. And that's what you use to tell people that they, quote-unquote, don't know their basics when they go to college. That's how you know there is. There's already a system in place to check that shit.
You're right. Mm-hmm. I retract everything because you're right. Because that is the whole point of the SATs.
Yes.
You're right.
You're already taking a test for college to let them know, to let you know where the fuck you stand. So if you take these standardized testings that your school does, and you get back your score, and you realize that it's not where it's supposed to be for what you want to learn, opt in for basics. But if you get those things back and you're hitting the minimum fucking requirement, you got basics, skip the next 2 years of basics and get right into doing the shit. Time is money.
We figured out the education system.
Back to the beginning, Darius.
We did it.
Time is money and we ain't got a lot of fucking time. So why are we wasting it reviewing it when we don't need to? It sucks for people who have to go back and review it because their public school system failed them. But that's not their damn fault, and they really shouldn't have to pay for that.
You're right.
That's a whole 100%. That's a whole nother fucking episode.
You're right, because we're about to hit that hour mark.
Anime to watch. Katara Lives Alone.
Oh, yes. Definitely watch that on Netflix. Easy access to everybody. It's a great slice of life anime.
That's make
some people cry, but make you feel for sure.
Leon, anything to plug, or did you want to bounce off what I just said? Is it whatever? I don't know. Oh, we're rushing it.
Follow us on social media, AboveAverageScrubs.com. That's where all the links are.
Teach us how to TikTok.
That too. Also check out our YouTube. Got a lot of gameplay playthroughs where we just sit and vibe and play video games, such as Young Souls and Sifu, and all the great hits that you may have or may not have heard of. But you know, go check us out. Yeah.
I love you.
Well, cool. Love you too.
See ya.
Bye.